所以今天我们可以破一个例。
So we can make an exception today.
今天如果有其他教会弟兄姐妹们打电话和 text 给你，就赶快回。
So if someone call you or text you, you can respond.
平常我们聚会的时候都说把电话放在一边，我们专心的来神面前敬拜。今天弟兄姐妹在问你，怎么样可以连接上，你就赶快跟他们回。
Normally, we want to focus on the sermon, but today, if they are texting you or calling you, asking what is the correct link, please do respond.
所以英文的网页的这个链接是连到上周的这个录像，所以你就跟他们说，你就到中文的这个网页，讲英文的弟兄姐妹也知道，去点那个 Chinese website, 然后就按那个同样的图像，他们就可以接上来了。
So what's happening is that our English link was directed to last week's sermon, but our Chinese link works. So even if you speak Chinese, speak English, you can also click on the Chinese version on our website and click on the correct link.
那也蛮感谢主的，我们现在有这样的一个科技上面的一个服事的供应。
So we are still very grateful, because of the technology, the advancement of technology, we can worship God this way.
所以今天没有办法或不知道怎么样上网跟我们一起同步敬拜的弟兄姐妹，到了下午或明天有了这个录像的时候，就可以用这个时段回顾我们今天的聚会。
So even if some brothers and sisters might not be able to worship with us simultaneously online today due to the technical difficulty, they can still access the recording in a day or two.
我们在哥林多前书的这个讲道系列当中，我们现在进入到第十三章了。
So as we study 1 Corinthians in this series, today we come to chapter 13.
那哥林多前书第十三章呢，不但是许多的基督徒熟悉，说实在甚至跟基督教没有关系，不认识耶稣的一般的大众，很多都对这个哥林多前书十三章有一定程度的认识和概念。
This is a passage that's not only Christians are very familiar with, even people who's outside of the church might have heard of it.
因为哥林多前书第十三章里面讲到的主题是什么？
Because what is the theme of this passage?
讲到的是爱。
It is love.
大家都喜欢爱。
Everybody likes love.
大家都想要有爱。
Everybody desires love.
大家都想要知道怎么去爱。
Everybody wants to know how to love.
那问题是呢，爱这个议题啊，是千古以来大家都没有办法好好的给它下定义的一个概念。
The problem is love, is very difficult to define. So through the ages, people struggle at defining what exactly love is.
大家都知道有这个爱。
Everyone knows the existence of love.
可是很难去了解爱到底是什么。
But it is quite difficult to completely comprehend what it means.
大家都想要爱。
Everybody wants love.
可是常常又不知道怎么去得到爱。
But very often we don't know how to get it.
在美国情人节是二月份。
In the United States, Valentine's Day is in February.
那许多在华人的地方呢，情人节是在农历的七月。
An equivalent holiday in the Chinese culture is in the lunar calendar in July.
Yeah, 应该好像是不久之前。
It was a short while ago.
很明显我没有去庆祝这个。
Obviously, neither of us celebrated.
但是我们知道这叫做七夕情人节，对不对？
Yeah, but we know in Chinese it's called 七夕, it's the equivalent to Valentine.
那在情人节的时候，或者说甚至在我们心爱的人的生日，或者是对不对，结了婚的弟兄姐妹，这个结婚纪念日的时候，我们都会为我们心爱的人，我们去怎么买些礼物啊，买些花啊。
So every day at Valentine's or just your the birthday of your loved one, or if you are married, your wedding anniversary, we would buy some flowers for our loved ones.
啊，你要买一个卡片，卡片上面要写一些你对他的爱的一些甜言蜜语。
And you might also purchase some cards and with little notes expressing your love.
啊，现在很多人也喜欢买巧克力送巧克力。
It's also very popular to buy chocolate.
那我不久之前也跟我的太太 Cindy 庆祝她的生日，所以我就带她请她去吃一顿好一顿比较特别的一顿饭。
Yeah, a short while ago, I took my wife Cindy to a restaurant, have a good dinner, because it was her birthday.
当我们在想到这些事情的时候。
When we think about these things,
我们要想想这个事情的背后讲到的是爱。
We need to understand behind what all the things we are doing, it is love.
今天世界上面对爱是持有什么样的一个看法呢？
So today, how does our world view love?
我想今天一般人对爱的定义或者说感受，就是说是我们在情绪里面的一种激荡。
I think for ordinary people, we can define love as an emotional response.
或者说，如果是男女之间，在肉体上面彼此的一种吸引。
Or it's a type of physical attraction between men and women.
我说男女之间，不过今天我们的社会上面也不是在男女之间而已。
Even that is not absolute in today's society.
那或者说人对于好像这种浪漫主义的一种追求和着迷。
It might also be our pursuit or obsession of romance.
我们今天的这个大社会的环境。
So in our environment today.
那我们一般已经开始习惯了，而且要求的是要立刻的享受。
We are used to instant gratification.
然后呢，我们不认为有一个绝对的真理。
And we don't think there is an absolute truth.
然后呢，我们都说。我们今天呢，生活的态度是要以自我为优先的考虑。
And our attitude toward life is me first.
因为有这样子的一个大环境的影响，今天我们对爱，我们就产生了一种概念。
Because of this environment we are in, then we have a concept about love.
我们说，如果要去了解爱的话，我们一般感觉就是说，这个爱是需要去被认可的，然后需要去被回应的一种。感觉
So usually we think of love as a feeling that needs to be approved and responded to.
可是同时我们又有这样的一个了解和认识，就是说爱事实上是善变的。
But we also understand that love can be fickle.
因为它跟着我们是一个情感上面的这个是受到情感的影响。
Because it's affected by feeling.
所以这个情绪的波浪飘忽使我们在当中沉浮，使我们受它的拉扯。
So we may get pulled or pushed by the waves of emotional feelings.
那很多时候我们觉得爱也是一种有条件的。
And oftentimes we think of love as conditional.
这个爱是在乎于另外一个人有没有达到我某种程度上面的要求或期望
？It is conditional on whether the other person has met my expectations.
如果是这样子的爱
，If such is love，
这样的爱是它事实上没有办法消除它本身所有的矛盾。
Then it cannot eliminate its own contradictions.
因为我们就发现，这一般性我们好像对爱的认识，就是它虽然。在一般人当中，对他好像有一种共识。
So we think of love as common, it's universal.
可是又可以因为个人的定义而不同。
But it can also vary according to each person's own definition.
它同时好像可以让我们充满力量。
It can, it is empowering.
可是我们好像又是受到它的控制。
But also, we are under its control sometimes.
它是很浪漫的。
It is romantic.
可是我们又需要商业给它的这个包装和打扮。
But also needs to be packaged or dressed up by commercialism.
那爱叫我们去崇拜一个人。
Love calls us to worship another.
可是同时呢，却好像就是为了要满足我个人的欲望。
But at the same time, it serves our own desires.
那爱好像。给我们一个承诺，说会让我们能够满足。
Love promises to give us satisfaction.
可是我们又知道， 当爱没有办法满足我们的时候，他又说你不要太惊讶。
But it also tells us not to be too surprised when it fails to satisfy us.
所以好像火柴一头点燃的这个火焰啊。
So it's like the flame at the end of a match.
这样的爱呢，迟早都会烧成灰炭的。
This love will sooner or later burn to ashes.
这样的爱事实上是会让我们对爱灰心。
This love will make us disappointed.
这种爱会让我们对它失去信心。
Will make us lose hope.
所以对基督徒弟兄姐妹，对一个属神的儿女来说，
But as Christians, as children of God,
能够有一个非常坚固，然后强而有力，不受外在环境的影响或因为环境而改变的爱是很重要的。
It is very important to have a definition of love that is strong and unaffected by changes in the outside world.
弟兄姐妹，神赐给我们爱。
Brothers and sisters, God gives us love.
是因为我们人需要爱。
It's because us, we need love.
我们是在爱的当中创造的。
We are created in love.
因为他是爱的神。
Because he is a God of love.
神将爱赐给人。
God gives us love.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们为了我们的婚姻，我们为了我们的家庭，我们为了我们的教会，甚至我们为了这个世界，弟兄姐妹，我们要对爱有一个正确的认识。
So for the sake of our marriage, family, church, or even the entire world, we must have a correct understanding of love.
我们需要知道爱到底是什么，它到底不是什么。
We need to know what love is and what it is not.
那我们知道神要我们对爱有了解。
So we know God wants us to have an understanding about love.
所以他的话语里面教导我们，告诉我们爱是什么。
So in His word teaches us what love is.
但是他不是只是用他的话来让我们认识爱是什么，他用他的行动来让我们来经历到爱是什么。
He not only teaches us what love is in word, he also shows us what love is by his actions.
因为我们需要对爱有认识，我们需要对爱有经历，所以神将他的爱清楚地指示给我们。
Because we need to have an understanding and experience of love, so God demonstrates or reveals to us what love is.
所以哥林多前书第十三章里面讲到爱。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it talks about love.
今天我想最普遍对爱的一个使用吧。
So I think in today's world, the most common use of love is
只要是在爱的前提之下。
As long as it's done in the name of love,
只要是在爱的这个以爱为他的名义的时候，好像什么事情都可以做。
It seems that everything is acceptable in the name of love.
只要有爱，不用有规范，什么事情都可以接受。
As long as you have love, then there is no discipline. Everything is acceptable.
今天这样的一个对爱的定义已经非常的普遍。
So this kind of definition of love is quite common in today's world.
可是事实上呢，这个是对爱的一个滥用。
In fact, this is an abuse of this word of love.
那如果我们去问爱到底是什么，各式各样的说法都可以有。
So if we ask the question what love is, we are going to get various answers.
有名的人。有思想的人，哲学家，宗教家，各式各样的人都可以对爱下定义，然后可以写书。
Famous people, philosophers, thinkers, religious leaders, they can all define love and they can even write books about it.
可是这都是从人，从我们自己，从人的观点对爱来下注解，下定义。
But all of those are merely our human perspective and we try to interpret what love is.
但是从爱的作者，爱的原发者，爱的神那边，他告诉我们爱是什么。
But from God, the author, the source, the founder of love, he clearly tells us what love is.
哥林多前书十三章第四节到第七节， 这样说。
So let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 to 8.
Yeah, 第四节到第八节的第一部分。爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈。
Love is patient and kind.
爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸。
Love does not envy or boast.
不装狂，不做害羞的事。
It is not arrogant or rude.
不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
爱是永不止息。
Love never ends.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你是爱的神。
For you are a God of love.
我们人的心中，我们最渴慕的、最需要的就是爱。
Love is our deepest desire.
但是今天在这个世界上，在我们的生活当中，在我们成长的经历里面，我们常常是受到伤害的。
But in today's world, in our growing up, in our personal experience, we often get hurt.
我们尝试着去爱，我们却不懂得爱。
We try to love, but we don't know how.
我们所接受到的，认为是爱的，后来发现有些却不是爱。
We receive something that looks like love, but turns out not to be.
虽然我们不懂，虽然我们不明白，但是我们的心中总有这样的一个渴望，就是我们想要能够知道那真正纯洁完美的爱。
Even though we don't truly understand, but we can't help but have this desire, the deepest desire to know what the true, pure, and perfect love is.
我们在生命当中总有这样的一个渴慕，就是我们要有爱。
In our lives, we always have this longing, that is, we want love.
我们感谢你，因为你是爱的源头。
We thank you because you are the source, you are the fountain of love.
因为你是那位给爱的神。
You are the God who gives love.
求主今天你让我们借着你的话语，借着你的圣灵对我们说话。
Oh Lord, we pray that today you are going to speak to us through your word, through your Holy Spirit.
让我们能够明白了解你的爱。
So that we can understand, your love.
然后进而能够经历拥有被你的爱充满。
And then we can experience, we can have the experience that we are filled by your love.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，哥林多前书第十三章讲到爱。
So brothers and sisters, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 speaks of love.
可是他并不是在圣经当中没有一定的流程而提到爱。
But it's not like a routine or a flowchart in the Bible that we get to love.
他不是 从无中生有，然后说好，我现在决定要讲讲爱。
It is not without foundation. It's like, okay, out of nothing, let's talk about love.
我们学习读神的话，我们知道神的心意是有他的规矩的。
So as we study God's word, we know that it's God's heart and will that there is 规矩 a pattern.
there's an order to it.
There is an order to it. Thank you.
它是有一个顺序的。
There is an order to it.
我们读神的话的时候，我们要了解前后文。
So when we read God's word, we need to understand the context.
就像是我们在跟人说话的时候，我们要了解这个人说话他的背后的这个意思是什么呢？
It's just like if we are in a person, we need quite holy, quite lofty.
我们也可以说，在读到他的时候，我们会觉得说，哦，这个是神要一个基督徒在我们的属灵的生命的追求上面，对神的认识上面一个最高境界的认识。
We can say it is the pinnacle of our spiritual experience or our spiritual understanding about God.
当我们有这样的一个想法和概念的时候，弟兄姐妹，你就对了。
If you have this understanding, then you are right.
当保罗在跟哥林多的信徒在讲到他们的信心生活，讲到他们在神面前的这个有改变的新生命要如何呈现的时候。
So when Paul talks to the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth, when he talks about the spiritual experience, the life of faith,
他提到了我们人要怎么样的避开改变我们过去不认识神的这种属肉体的行事为人。
He talks about in our transformed life, what kind of things that belong to the world or flesh we should avoid.
我们的思想、我们的行为、我们的做人，不能再像这个属世界的人一样。
Our thoughts, our minds, our action, the way we speak and act cannot be like before, like the old self.
不再像是属这个世界的潮流的这样过生活，我们要有一个崭新的方向，崭新的生命的呈现。
We should no longer go with the flow of this world, but instead have a transformed life.
这不单是我们自己个人生命的建造，也是主耶稣基督身体教会的建造。
It's not just the building up of our own life, but also building up the church as one body of Christ.
这是任何一个属于神的儿女心中都有的一个追求。
This is a desire or pursuit of any God's children.
那如果我们要在我们的生命上经历神，如果我们要在我们的服事当中得到神的力量，很自然的，我们就要有属灵的恩赐与我们同在。
So if we want to experience God in our life and our ministry, then we need to be empowered by God, by His presence.
所以呢，基督徒就要去追求一种属灵恩赐的表现。
So Christians seek the manifestation of spiritual gifts.
因为属灵的生命成长表示我们好像一个信仰的这个信仰的级别要提升。
It's like we need to level up in our spiritual pursuit or journey.
刚做基督徒，主日来聚会。
So if you are a Christian, you come to church on Sundays.
然后开始学习奉献。
And you learn how to offer.
可能开始参加团契。
And you start attending fellowship or Bible study.
然后你稍微再升级一点的话，你就开始服事。
And then when you level up, one more level up, then you start to serve.
那就是做一点简单的粗活嘛，只要能够有时间有体力，我就可以去做的服事。
So you begin with some very simple tasks as long as you have the physical ability or have the willingness of heart.
你如果要再更晋升一点的话，你就开始做教导的工作。
And if you get advanced, even further, then you can start teaching.
你去做祷告的服事。
You can pray.
你去做传福音的服事。
And you can sharing the gospel.
可是这些事情用个人的知识才干也做得到。
But these things we can do with our own knowledge and abilities.
那我要再升级，我要升哪里啊？
Then if you want to go even one level up, where are you going?
我就要去学习用圣灵的恩赐来服侍。
Then I need to learn how to serve with spiritual gifts.
那哥林多的信徒在这样的一个追求的过程当中，
So in the in the pursuit of the quest of Corinthian Christians,
他们就出了一个错误。
They made a mistake.
今天很多的信徒也是出了这样的错误。
Many Christians today also make the same mistake.
因为我们觉得这是一个信心的升级。
So we feel like this is about the height of our faith.
是一个人所能够达成的一个工作。
It is work that can be done by sheer human power.
是我的一个属灵的成就。
This is my spiritual accomplishment.
那保罗在这个时候就指出这个错误来了。
And here, Paul points out the mistake.
这就是为什么第十三章的第一节到第三节，他就做了一个很严，做了一个很清楚、明确的、夸张的一个纠正。
So that's why, in the earlier passage in First Corinthians chapter 13, he makes an exaggeration to demonstrate the error.
他说你们这样子追求属灵的恩赐。
He said that the way you pursue spiritual gifts,
你们出了问题。
You made a mistake.
你说你要讲方言。
You say you want to speak in tongues.
他说好，那就算我能够说万人的方言，我可以讲全世界的方言。
So he said, yeah, let's say that you can speak tongues of all people.
我甚至可以讲天使的语言。
Even I can speak the language of angels.
你知道在圣经里面从来没有一个人可以讲万人的方言，圣经里面根本没有提到什么叫天使的语言。
So you know in the Bible, nobody can speak tongues of all people, and it doesn't even mention the language of angels.
所以保罗在用一个夸张的比喻告诉说，就算你追求到了这个境界，是你达不到的。
So Paul is exaggerating here. He is saying that even if you reach this unattainable level,
可是你却没有爱
and yet you do not have love,
那你是没有用的。
Then it's futile, it's useless.
对不对？他说第二节，如果我有先知讲道之能，也能够明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识。
So here in
verse 2, yeah.
Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2, it says, If I have the gift, if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge.
然后他说我有全备的信能够移山。
And if I have all faith so as to remove mountains.
弟兄姐妹，方言是一个恩赐。
So, brothers and sisters, speaking in tongues is a gift.
先知讲道是恩赐。
Prophetic power is also a gift.
可是没有任何的人能够明白全部的奥秘，没有任何的人能够明白各样的知识。
But nobody can understand all mysteries and all knowledge.
这圣经当中，在所有人类的历史里面，没有一个人有一个信心大到能够移山。
Throughout the entire history, even in the Bible, nobody has such faith big enough to remove mountains.
所以保罗说，就算你有，你是做不到的。可是就算你能够
，So Paul is saying, I know you can, but even if you can,
可是你如果没有爱，这样的恩赐算不得什么。
But if you do not have love, it is nothing.
是不是第三节同样他说，我如果将所有的我所有一切所有的钱财物质我能够拿去周济穷人甚至我能够舍己然后呢叫人焚烧我要把我自己烧掉
So he continues in verse 3 If I give away all I have and if I deliver up my body to be burned
那圣经里面从来没有一个人是把自己全部的给人或甚至说为了爱为了帮助人为了有一种信心或灵命的呈现神要求我们把自己的身体受人焚烧呢
So we don't see anybody describing the Bible that has to give up everything they have or offer their body to be burned as a proof of their faith
但是他说当你们这样追求恩赐你说要这个周济要给予的恩赐你要给到你自己完全没有了你自己变成这个叫什么？一洗如瓶，是不是？一瓶如洗。
一瓶如洗。Yeah. So even if in your pursuit of holiness or the spiritual gift, you give and give until you have nothing left.
啊，你为了要牺牲，你因为你觉得你是对人要有牺牲的，你可以牺牲到一个地步，你可以自己把自己身体烧掉。
So you want to make sacrifice for the sake of others' benefit to the extent that you are willing to have your body burned.
这个是你觉得是最高境界，可是你做不到的，对不对？神也没有要求你去做的。
You might think this is the unattainable height, but it is not required by God.
但是如果你是往这个方面去追求，你却没有了爱，那这个对你是没有益处的。
So if you are seeking that kind of height of spiritual experience, but you don't have love, then you gain nothing.
所以弟兄姐妹，在追求属灵生命的成长和我们信心生命的这个成熟的过程当中
So brothers and sisters, in our pursuit of spiritual growth or our journey of faith,
属灵的恩赐和属灵恩赐的表现不是最高境界。
Spiritual gifts or the manifestation of spiritual gifts is not the pinnacle of the spiritual journey.
最高境界是爱。
The pinnacle of the spiritual journey is love.
这是为什么保罗一连串的这样描写之后，在第十二章、十四章当中讲到属灵恩赐的重要性的时候，弟兄姐妹，讲到属灵恩赐的重要性和崇高性的时候，在中间的这个山顶，他讲到的是爱。
So that's why when you recall the context of this passage, when Paul talk about spiritual gifts in chapter 12 to chapter 14, in the middle, the highlight, the pinnacle of this passage is about love.
弟兄姐妹，保罗在圣灵的感动之下，他也是了解人的一种对我们自己生活追求的一种错误。
So, Paul, moved by the Holy Spirit, he understands the human errors when we try to understand love.
你知道我们自己在这个在教育或培养学生的知识和才干的时候。
So when we teach students, when we try to help them with their knowledge and abilities.
为了要符合升学啊，或者是求职的要求。
In order to meet the requirements or standards of further education. And job seeking.
我们要培养他们知识，对不对？我们要培养他们的这个才干。
We want to build them up with knowledge and abilities.
可是今天为什么很多人有了知识、有了才干、有了高学位、有了能力之后，甚至在工作上面爬到了很高的地位，名利双收，可是心中却常常还是很孤单、空虚呢？
But why do so many people who have climbed to a very high position in life, whether it's degrees or their career, and receive both fame and fortune, and yet they still feel lonely and empty?
因为人的心里面所需要的不是优秀能够换取来的。
That is because what we need in our hearts is not what we can earn by being excellent.
我可以很努力，很努力，然后我就变优秀。
We can work hard to make ourselves excellent.
那当我有了能力、有了才干、有了成就以后，我可以让人佩服我。
And once I have ability and achievements, we can make people admire us.
可是能不能得到别人对你的爱呢？
But can you earn the love of others?
这就是许多信徒对属灵恩赐的追求的错误。
So this is the misconception about love, even many Christians have.
我们追求属灵的知识，我们追求圣灵所赐的这个恩赐。
We seek spiritual gifts. We seek spiritual benefits.
我们甚至要那种让人看得见的那种恩赐。
Or those very visible gifts.
因为我们认为这会让别人来佩服我，这会让人觉得我优秀。
Because we think that will make other people admire us and think of us as very excellent.
可是保罗却在这边正确的来纠正这个错误的方向，
But、
错误的追求。
Here Paul corrects such a misconception.
他错误，可是这是很吸引我们人的。
It is false, but it is also quite an attractive notion.
所以他说，你要追求的是爱。
So Paul says, what you want to pursue is love.
没有爱，属灵的恩赐是没有用的。
If you do not have love, even spiritual gifts is nothing.
没有爱，教会表面上的成长是没有益处的。
Without love, the apparent growth of church.Has no, is no use.
没有爱，一个家庭，一个婚姻所呈现出来的，好像舒适和优越是空虚的。
Without love, if a family or marriage it appear to be very comfortable, it is nothing.
所以，作为基督徒
，So as Christians.
我们知道神是爱。
We know that God is love.
我们看这个上周刘长老有带我们看的约翰一书第七章第四章七到十二节。
Let's turn to First John chapter 4 verse 7.
神是爱，圣经告诉我们说，你们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神而来的。
It says that you want to love, you need to love one another because love is from God.
凡有爱的都是由神而生的，并且是认识神的。
Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God.
没有爱的就是不认识神。
Whoever does not love does not know God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
神差他的独生子来到世上，是使我们能够借他而得生。
This is how...
Verse 9.
Verse 9, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him.
弟兄姐妹，神差遣他唯一所爱的儿子来到世上，为我们的罪而死。
Brothers and sisters, God sent his one and only son into the world and died for our sins.
这是神爱的行动。
This is an action.Arise from God's love.
这是神爱的牺牲。
This is the sacrifice of God's love.
所以圣经告诉我们说，神的爱就在此显明了。
So, that's why the Bible says this is how God showed His love among us.
不是因为我们爱神，神才爱我们。
Not that we loved God.
是因为神自己爱我们，他自己差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这个叫做爱。
So, but that God loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
所以他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，既然神是这样爱我们，我们也应当要如此的彼此相爱。
And therefore it says, Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
从来没有人见过神。
No one has ever seen God.
但是如果属神的人彼此相爱。
But if...People of God love one another.
那神就住在我们里面，爱他的心也在我们里面能够完全。
Then God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
那这世上的人才能够真正的了解什么叫做爱。
So people of this world can truly understand what love is.
因为神是爱。
Because God is love.
所以只有连接到主耶稣基督，弟兄姐妹，只有连接到主耶稣基督，拥有了神所赐给我们的爱，我们才能够知道怎么去爱。
So only when we learn how to connect to Jesus Christ, how we can draw strength from Him, do we know how to love.
神让我们看见的爱的认识和了解，跟这个世界上面的说法相差的这个差异是很大的。
There is a huge difference between what the Bible says about love and what the world says about it.
弟兄姐妹，你看见神，你看见神他心意的美好吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see how beautiful God's heart is?
他告诉我们，不是要让你我用我们对爱的认识去了解他的爱。
He does not tell us to...learn how to love using our own way.
因为你我对爱的认识是残缺的，是这个败坏的。
Because our understanding, human understanding of love is incomplete, it's corrupt.
但是神要我们先去认识他的爱。
But God wants us to learn to know His love first.
因为他的爱是完全的。
For His love is complete.
因为他的爱是美好的。
It's perfect.
当我们了解了神的爱之后，弟兄姐妹，
When we understand God's love,
我们才能够把这个爱带入到我们的生活当中。
Only then can we live out God's love in our lives.
我们才能够在我们的婚姻、我们的家庭、我们的这个工作岗位、我们的教会、我们自己的生命里面，我们能够看到爱的彰显。
Only then can we see the manifestation of love in our family, in our workplace, in our church.
弟兄姐妹，神是三位一体的神。
Brothers and sisters, our God is one in three persons.
这个三位一体的概念很重要。
The concept of Trinity is very important.
因为他是三位一体，所以他是爱的神。
Because he is God in three persons, so he's a God of love.
也因为他是三位一体的神，他让我们看见什么叫做爱。
Because he's a God, three in one, he shows us what love is.
父、子、圣灵都是彼此的喜欢。
Father, Son, and Spirit, they like each other.
父、子、圣灵都是彼此的爱慕。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they adore each other.
他们彼此的尊重。
They respect each other.
彼此的珍惜。
They cherish each other.
然后他们彼此的荣耀对方。
They also glorify one another.
而且神让我们看见的爱是一种什么？流露出来、彰显出来的爱。
And God's love is also a love that flows outward. It shows.
弟兄姐妹，人的创造。在创世纪里面我们看见的时候，人的创造就是在神的爱当中而创造出来的。
Brothers and sisters, in Genesis we see that the creation of human being is in love.
神无微不至的把这个人的生命所需要的一切完完全全的都准备好了之后，他才将人放到这个世上。
God painstakingly prepared every little detail for the creation of human being.
And 当对呀，
呀、yeah. yeah. ，
当人犯了罪，顶撞神。
When Adam and Eve sinned, offended God.
神在爱中就已经开始预备了对人类罪的救赎的工作。
In His love for us, God, since the very beginning of time, planned our salvation.
弟兄姐妹，我们来看一下创世纪第三章。
So let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章讲到人对神的命令的违背。
It talks about the fall of man.
神将这完美的世界创造好了，交给人去管理。
God created this perfect, beautiful world and asked man to manage it.
这世上所有一切被造之物、动物、植物，这个生命的延续，神交给了亚当、夏娃去治理、去管理、去享受。
All creatures in this world, plants, animals, everything, God created them and then give them for Adam and Eve to manage.
然后神告诉他们说，这所有的创造当中只有一样你不可以去碰。
And God told them that out of all the creation, there is one thing you cannot touch.
你不能碰，你也不能吃，不然的话你就会死。
You should not touch, you should not eat, otherwise you'll die.
那当然我们知道这个故事就是夏娃受了撒旦的引诱，不但碰了吃了，还拿去给她老公吃。
But we all know how the story went. Eve not only touched it, ate it, but also shared it with her husband.
创世纪第三章第七节告诉我们说，当他们违背了神，吃了这个不可以吃的这个树上的果子之后，他们就发现了他们是赤身露体，他们就感觉羞耻了。
So if you turn to chapter 3 verse 7, it says after they've eaten the fruit, their eyes were opened and they realized they were naked.
本来赤身露体是不羞耻的，但是他们因为有了罪，赤身露体对他们来讲就是一件羞耻的事情。
It was actually not shameful to be naked at the very beginning, but because they've sinned, they realized that they were naked and it is shameful.
所以他们就拿了树叶子，把它编成一个裙子围起来，把自己这个当衣服穿。
So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves.
第八节说天起了凉风。
And in verse 8 it says, The cool of the day.
During the cool of the day.
During the cool of the day.
你知道这个世界气候变迁是什么时候开始的吗？
You know when the climate change begin?
你觉得是过去十年才发生的吗？
Do you think it happened in the last decade?
是工业革命之后才发生的吗？
After the Industrial Revolution?
是在创世纪第三章的时候开始发生的。
Actually, it happened in Genesis chapter 3.
神所创造的世界，弟兄姐妹，是完美的空调系统。
The world created by God is a perfect air-conditioned world.
四季如春。
All seasons are like spring.
你不需要穿衣服，你可以在外面打地铺睡觉，露天睡觉，舒服。
You can camp without a roof and without clothing too.
不会流汗。
You're not sweaty.
永远都是舒服。
It's always comfortable, just right.
当人犯罪以后，气候起了变化。
But after man has sinned, the climate changed.
天气凉了。
You know, the day become cooler.
要变天了。
Yeah, the weather changed.
这个四季如春的完美空调系统，如今要变成要进入到寒，这个冷的寒的冻的气候。
The spring-like, perfectly air-conditioned weather will become.You know, the kind of harsh winter some people experience.
神的创造，完美的创造，已经因为罪的问题开始起了负面的败坏的改变。
So you can already start to see the negative changes in this world after sin entered this world.
那圣经上面告诉我们说，这个人啊，他和他太太听见了神的声音，他们就躲起来了。
The Bible says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God. Then they hid from the Lord God.
人本来不怕神的。
They did not, I mean, at the very beginning, they were not fearful.
神是完全的爱，他们经历到的是神完全的爱，他们也完全的爱神。
God is the perfect love, and the way they experience God is completely in this kind of perfect love, and they love God completely as well.
他们现在犯了罪，违背了神，顶撞了神，他们内疚，他们躲避神。
But now they've sinned, they offended God, and therefore they hid from God.
弟兄姐妹，如果是你我的话
，Brothers and sisters, if it's you and me.
不，也许是你的配偶，也许是你的孩子。
Or maybe your spouses or your children.
也许是你的同事。
Or your coworkers.
或你的下属。
Or your subordinates.
我不知道，或者是学，你如果是做老师的，也许你的学生。
Or maybe your students.
你把一切的东西都准备好了给这个人。
You prepared everything perfectly for this person.
那你跟他说照着做就好，这是对你有好处的。
And you say just follow the instructions, you'll be golden.
那他不是只是没有把你这个事情做好，他明明显显的就去针对着你，去顶撞你。
So he's not just not doing things, you know, making mistake, but he offended you in the one thing you told them not to do.
而且你很清楚的知道他做错了。
And you know clearly they've made a mistake.
而且这个错误是顶撞你的错误。
And this mistake is to offend you.
那当然，神是全知的神。
Well, God knows everything.
可是神知道他走到伊甸园怎么起风啦。
And God walks into the Garden of Eden.
怎么天凉了？
And so, how come the weather become cool?
有东西坏掉。
Something is wrong.
如果是你我的话，
If it's you or me,
还没看到人你就要气了，对不对？
Then before you see that person who offended you, you are.
如果是你的话呢？第九节就说，你就呼唤那个人，你就说。你在哪里？
So we will be angered and we'll call out, Where are you?
人到哪去了？
Where are you?
因为做错事情躲起来了。
So they've made a mistake and they hide from you.
可是神不是这样子的。
But God is not like that.
神明明知道你做了什么事情。
God knows what exactly you've done.
可是他对人说，你到哪去了？
And yet, he said,Where are you?
因为他在人犯罪的当时，弟兄姐妹，神永远是以爱为出发点。
Because even when men sinned, God also always acts from His love.
他永远不会忘记他是爱的神，他永远不会忘记人是他爱的对象。
He'll never forget that He's a God of love. He will never forget that He loves men.
但他肯定是受到伤害，肯定是恼怒的。
But for sure, he's hurt and he's angry.
可是他会跟这个人说：“我要你学功课，我要你认识、了解到你做了什么。”
But he says to the man that I want you to learn a lesson to realize what you have done.
所以人就跟神说、啊、我因为触犯了你，我听见你、哦、他没有说我触犯了你，他说我听见你的声音，我害怕，因为我现在知道我赤身露体。
The man answered, I heard you in the garden and I was afraid because I was naked.
人自己还不知道他已经犯了罪。
He was not even aware that he has sinned.
他根本不知道，不记得自己做错了什么。
He was not, he doesn't understand what he has done wrong.
所以神就进入到主题，是谁告诉你的？神知道。
So then God said, who told you that you were naked?
他说，难道是你吃了那个我吩咐你不可以吃的那个树上的果子吗？
He said, have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?
如果是你我的话，
if it's you or I,
哇，正在气头上面。
So we are at the height of our anger.
你搞什么？
What are you doing?
你怎么知道你错了？
What did you do wrong?
你是不是做了那个我叫你不准做的事情？
Did you do the thing I commanded you not to do?
我知道我们大家在教会都是很温柔的，都是带笑脸的，回家不一样。
I know that everyone, we behave very, you know, very gently and with smiles in church, but at home you might be different.
在家里面就像打雷啊。
So you might be like a son of thunder at home.
我刚已经很控制了，我在家里面我可以再大五倍的声音，对不对？
I was actually quite restrained just now. You should have seen me.
但是你们已经感觉到了。
But you can feel it.
可是弟兄姐妹，神不是这样的。
But God is not like that.
因为神不会忘记他是爱。
Because God will not forget He is love.
神也不会忘记人是他爱的对象。
He will not forget that.He loves human beings.
他不会忘记他所做的任何一件事情都是出于他的爱。
He will not forget everything he does is out of love.
弟兄姐妹，这个故事很长，我们可以花一周两周的讲到时间讲，所以今天我们不细讲。
So it's a long story. It's very rich. We can easily spend weeks on that.
但是神让人知道他犯罪。
Simply put, God make man realize that he sinned.
也因为人的罪，所以人需要受到罪的代价和处分。
And because of sin, man has to suffer from the consequence of sin.
但是虽然人对神做了如此严重的错误，如此大的罪，但是弟兄姐妹，神从来没有忘记他的爱和怜悯。
So even though, Men committed such big sin, offended God in such a way, but God never forget He loves us.
十四节到十九节讲到神要对人的处分。
From verse 14 to 19, God talk about the punishment men deserve.
可是第十五节里面，弟兄姐妹，我们已经看见神在他的计划当中已经讲到了对人的罪的救赎。
But in verse 15, brothers and sisters, we see that God already planned our salvation.
因为里面讲到的这个后裔就是主耶稣基督，他要击败撒旦魔鬼的我们人的仇敌的啊，会被主耶稣基督击败。
It says your offspring, that's Jesus Christ, will crush the enemy's head, that's Satan's head.
神不忘记他是爱人的。
God does not forget he loves human beings.
然后第二十一节里面，在这个故事的结束的时候，耶和华怎么样？他为亚当和夏娃用皮做衣服给他们穿。
And if you continue to read to the end of the chapter in verse 21,God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife.
人为自己用叶子做衣服。
So you remember they made leaves. They made their covering using leaves.
天变凉了，冬天要来了。
But it's in the cool of the day, winter is coming.
叶子能够保暖吗？
Leaves are no use. It's not going to keep you warm.
神给他用皮做衣服。
And God made garments of skin for them.
你用皮做衣服，那个皮是从哪来的？
So if you have to make garments out of skin, where does skin come from?
是从一个有生命的动物来的。
The skin comes from a living animal.
神在他的创造当中，一切都是完美的，一切都是他爱的。
In God's creation, everything is perfect. He loves everything He created.
神是生命。
God is life.
在神里面是没有死亡的。
In Him, there is no death.
可是因为神爱人，他需要把他创造出来的动物杀死，所以可以拿皮来给人穿。
But because God loves man, He has to kill, one of the animals He created.
他要把他完美的创作去把它击毁。所以他可以拿来做皮给他所爱的人穿。
He has to destroy, his perfect creation so that he can make garment of skin to clothe humans.
这是他的牺牲。
This is his sacrifice.
这是他爱的行动。
This is an action of his love.
这是他爱的表现。
This is a manifestation of his love.
弟兄姐妹，在创世纪里面，我们一开始就看见神对人的爱。是毫无止境的。
So brothers and sisters, as we read from the Bible from the very beginning, we see that God's love never ends.
因为他爱人。
Because he loves man.
因为他知道人的罪如果没有代价的付上，人只能走向死亡。
Because he knows that without the price of sin, without death, then without the price paid because of sin, then the only destiny man has is death.
所以弟兄姐妹，你想到了吗？为什么主耶稣基督神差遣他来，就是为了要被神击杀，为了你我的罪付上这个代价？
So brothers and sisters, why did God send his one and only son to this world to be killed on the cross? It is to pay the price of sin for us.
因为他是爱。
For he is love.
因为他爱你。
Because he loves you.
因为他不忘记，就算在我们对他的顶撞，在我们的罪中，他不忘记你是他所爱的。
Because even when we are offending him, even when we are sinning, he does not forget he loves us.
所以弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们的爱是要根据这种的爱，我们才能去有爱的力量。
So our love also has to come from this source so that we can know how to love.
弟兄姐妹，因为我们接受到了神的爱，
Because we've received God's love.
所以我们就看见神所赐给我们的圣灵是一个有爱的圣灵。
So we can see that the Holy Spirit God has given us is full of love.
而这样的一个爱是借着圣灵进入到我们的生命当中，我们才能够经历，我们才能够彰显的爱。
And this kind of love we can only experience or show due to the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
弟兄姐妹，在圣灵的果子当中，爱是首先的。
So in the fruit of Spirit, love.Is the first one.
很多时候，我想有些人听过，爱不只是一种感觉。
So I think many people have heard love is not just a feeling.
但今天很多人觉得爱就是一种感觉。
But many others think love is a feeling.
但是真正的爱不只是于感觉。
But true love is not just an emotion.
是一种我们对他的认定，是一种我们对他的不变，是一种行为。
But it's also a commitment.It's an action.
可是今天如果我们只讲到这一点的话，我们就会发现我们爱不出来，我们做不到。
If you only talk about this one point, then we find it is difficult to live it out.
爱不是一个感觉，是一个决定。好，我决定去爱这个人，那不管我感觉如何，我都要爱下去。
So if we agree that love is not merely a feeling but also a commitment, so as long as I decided, then I have to continue to love.
那太痛苦了吧。
But it's so painful.
太困难了吧。
Very difficult.
所以不是这样的，弟兄姐妹。
So it's not just like that.
爱，我们知道是一种感受，但是我们所要下的这个决心，弟兄姐妹，不是我要去爱。
So love, it's something you can feel, but the determination you have is not I want to love.
我们所要下的决定是我要顺着圣灵而行。
The commitment you have to make is to follow the work or the guidance of Holy Spirit.
圣灵的果子首要的就是爱。
The first fruit of the Spirit is love.
我们能够有圣灵的果子，不是我去结，是因为我顺着圣灵而行，圣灵在我的身上结出来的。
And we know the fruit of the Spirit is not something we, you know, try to manufacture. It's something that when we follow what's in us, when we live in Holy Spirit, we follow the Spirit dwell in us so we can bear the fruit.
所以在我们讲到爱是怎么样的呈现之前，弟兄姐妹，我们今天要讲的是爱是从哪里而来的。
So before we talk about how to show love, we have to talk about where love comes from.
爱是从神来的。
Love is from God.
爱是借着圣灵进入到你我的生命当中的。
It's through the Holy Spirit love enters into our life.
当我定义要顺着圣灵而行的时候，
When I commit walk in Holy Spirit,
当我定义要用圣灵感动我的爱去爱人的时候
，When I'm determined to love others according to the Holy Spirit,
我才能够真正的去爱人。
Only then can I truly love others.
那曾经有一位。清教徒的一个很伟大的神学家叫 Jonathan Edward， 他这样说。
There's a famous Puritan. His name is Jonathan Edwards.
他说这样的爱是圣灵的呼吸。
He says this kind of love is from the breathing of the Holy Spirit.
这跟基督的爱，主耶稣基督的爱是同样一个源头，是神的灵。
It is the same spirit that true Christian love arises.
那这样的爱的对象是神，也是人。
Both toward God and men.
因为神的灵是爱的灵。
Because the spirit of God is a spirit of love.
所以当圣灵进入一个人的灵魂里面的时候，弟兄姐妹，爱同样也跟着进入。
So when the former enters the soul, love also enters with it.
当我们了解这一点的时候
So brothers and sisters, when we understand this point,
我们来读哥林多前书第十三章四到七节的时候，我们就开始了解明白我们怎么去爱。
Then when we come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 7, then we know how to love.
为什么他讲到爱的时候，第一开始就是说是很久的忍耐？
Why, when Paul talks about love, he begins from patient.
这个很久的忍耐更贴切的翻中文的翻译是那种有包容心的耐心。
So this constant patience is also
It's actually long suffering, right? It's the better translation is long suffering. 有一种持久包容的耐心。
So it's a constant patience. It's long suffering.
它不是只是讲到说我们要很长的时间的去等待。
It's not that we have to wait for a long time.
是讲到如果别人伤害我的时候，我能够很平静的、温柔的用安静的灵我去回应他。
It actually speaks of when others hurt us, we still respond with a calm, gentle, and quiet spirit.
神是不是在？伊甸园里面就是用这样的爱来待人。
Then we see that in God's action when He treated Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
当别人伤害我的时候，我仍然能够用平静、温柔和安静的灵去回应，因为我爱这个人。
When others hurt us because of our love to that person, we can still respond with a calm, gentle, and quiet spirit.
但是这并不表示我只要受到伤害，一而再、再而三受到的伤害，可是我不会去保护我自己或寻求公义。
It doesn't mean that if we are hurt time and again, and we still do not try to protect ourselves or seek justice.
神维持了他的公义。
God is justice.
他保护了他的圣洁。
He protects his holiness.
他说：“人，你的罪需要受到 这个代价，但是呢，我在这个你的这个学习和教导的过程当中，你需要学功课，你需要被恢复。
He recognized, he told men that there is a price for sin, but he also wants them to learn their lesson.
但是爱不是会去报复的。
But love does not retaliate.
只有基督徒，只有神所赐给我们的爱，能够让我们用温柔和谦卑的态度去回应别人。
Only when we have God's love can we respond with gentleness and humility.
主耶稣基督对人就是如此。
Just as Christ did.
他在世上的时候，多少时候他这位要来拯救他们的神，却对他唾弃，对他辱骂。
So he was sent to this world to save a human being, and yet he was mocked and he was hit.
但是在他与人的应对当中，在他将他自己顺服在神的救赎的旨意之下的时候，他没有怨言，他温柔地去回应。
But in his interaction with men, in his humble submission to God's plan of salvation, there is no retaliation. He's full of love.
因为他所做的一切都是以爱为出发点。
Because everything he did is out of love.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们靠自己是爱不出来的。
We cannot love.Based on our own power.
但是我们要想到我们是有爱的人。
But we have to remember that we have love.
当我们把自己连接于主耶稣基督所给我们的爱的时候，我们才爱得出来。
Only when we are connected to the love of Christ can we actually love others.
当我的太太，当我的孩子做出让我生气、顶撞我的事情的时候，
When my spouse or my children did something that offend me,
不一定是他们错，也许我错了，但是他们做的事情顶撞我了，我不高兴。
They might not be in the wrong; it could be me, but what they did irritates me.
如果我的回应，我现在讲是我自己，我不是打比喻而已啊。
So if my response actually it's me, it's not just an example.
如果我的回应是吼、是喊、是气。
If I respond in a way that I yell and I was, you know, very angry.
我老实讲，我在那个时刻，我忘了我是爱他，我应该是爱他的人。
To be honest, at that moment, I forgot that I actually loved them.
因为在那个时刻，我想到的是我自己。
Because at the heat of the moment, all I can think of is myself.
以我自己为中心。
I at that moment, I'm self-centered.
但气消了以后，就想到哦，我爱他，他好可怜。
After that moment, I realized I love them, and you know, it's not right that I treated them that way.
可是当我回顾的时候，我就要去想，为什么我在那个时刻没爱他
？So when I look back, I have to reflect, why didn't I remember I loved them?
如果他是我所爱的对象
，If they are the people I love.
如果我是神所爱的对象。
And if I am someone God loves,
神是用怎么样的爱来爱我？我要用那样同样的爱去爱别人。
So how does God love me? I also need to love one another in the same way.
弟兄姐妹，我们不是先在我们自己的生活当中学爱。
So brothers and sisters, we do not learn love from our own doing.
不是说我先在我的小家庭里面学爱。
It's not that I learn how to love in my intimate family first.
如果我自己做得好，我如果我的家庭做得好，可能也许我在教会里面才会比较能够有爱的展现。
So if I can do pretty well in my little family, and then I would take love to the church.
神告诉我们说，我们要从他的话和与圣灵的经历当中先学爱。
God teaches us to learn love from His word and from our experience with Him.
弟兄姐妹，我们要在主的身体，我们在教会当中，神要我们用爱的展现，让我们学到爱。
So in God's church, it's God's heart that will learn love here in His body.
你知道，在主的身体当中学到爱以后，你才能够把真正神的爱带到你的家庭当中，带到你自己的生命里面。
You first learn love in God's body before you can share the same love in your family and in other places.
主耶稣基督用他的爱改变这个世界。
Jesus Christ changed this world with his love.
我们如果要用基督的爱也去改变这个世界的话，我们自己要先去了解他的爱。
If we also want to change this world with his love, then we need to learn what God's love is.
当我们借着神的话去认识爱。
When we get to know the true love from God's word.
弟兄姐妹，让我们在神的家中操练。
Let us practice love in God's house.
让我们在我们，然后我们可以在我们的婚姻当中操练。
And then we can practice love in our marriages.
然后我们可以在我们的家庭里面操练。
And then we can practice it in our families.
也许我们可以在我们的工作职场上面操练。
You can also practice it in your workplace.
那我们才有可能去跟那些我们不认识的人去操练我们的爱。
And then we can practice love to someone, to strangers.
我求主的爱能够改变你我。
So I pray that God's love will change you and me.
让我们学会神的爱。
So we learn what God's love is.
所以我们能够在我们的生活当中，我们能够经历爱，并且能够去爱。
And therefore, in our everyday life, we can experience love and we can love one another.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你
，Heavenly Father,
赐给我们的话语。
We thank you for your word.
主，你不但在你的话语当中让我们看见爱是什么样。
You not only reveal to us using your word what love is.
你让我们实际的经历到你的爱。
You make us experience, truly experience your love intimately.
你是爱。
You are love.
你是爱我们的。
You love us.
而那个爱从来不改变。
And that love never changes.
我们看见在你对我们的爱当中，主，你是那位有恒久忍耐，或是有这种长久包容耐心的神。
And Lord, we see that you are love and you have constant patience. You are a long-suffering God.
你之所以能够有怜悯，有恩慈，然后有温柔的对待我们。
The reason why you can be so kind, so merciful, and so patient with us.
在我们还是过着顶撞着你，还是有罪，有着老我影响我们的生活当中，你还是如此的温柔的对待我们。
Even when we are still in our old self and offending you in many ways, you still treat us with gentleness.
虽然我们在我们的灵命上面我们不长进，甚至退步。
Sometimes we do not grow in our spiritual journey, or sometimes we even regress.
甚至在我们的生活当中，在我们的家庭当中，工作当中，言行举止没有反映出神你的荣美。
And even when how we act in our lives, in our workplace, in our family, do not reflect your glory.
你从来就没有以严厉报复的方式来对待我们。
You never treated us harshly or retaliate.
因为你爱我们。
For you love us.
主，这是我们实际的经历。
Lord, this is our true experience.
求主你让我们能够因为有你的爱，所以我们能够用相同的爱去对待我们身旁周遭的人。
So, Lord, we pray that because we have received your love, we can love people around us in the same way.
主，我们让你的教会彰显出你那完美的爱，不是人的爱。
Lord, we pray that your church will manifest your love, your perfect love, not the love of this world.
我们让进入到教会的弟兄姐妹朋友们所感受到的是你那完美的爱。
We pray that every brother and sister who enters this church will feel your perfect love.
愿世人所看见的就是你这完美，你这吸引人的爱。
And we pray that people of this world will see your perfect love and then feel attracted to your love.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.